The Propers of the Mass for the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time, October 26, 2025. Entrance Antiphon. Let the hearts that seek the Lord rejoice. Turn to the Lord and His strength. Constantly seek His face. Collect. Almighty ever-living God, increase our faith, hope, and charity, and make us love what You command, so that we may merit what You promise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, Your Son, who lives and reigns with You in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of Sirach. The Lord is a God of justice who knows no favorites. Though not unduly partial toward the weak, yet He hears the cry of the oppressed. The Lord is not deaf to the wail of the orphan, nor to the widow when she pours out her complaint. The one who serves God willingly is heard. His petition reaches the heavens. The prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds. It does not rest till it reaches its goal, nor will it withdraw till the Most High responds, judges justly, and affirms the right, and the Lord will not delay. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Responsorial Psalm. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. I will bless the Lord all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress He rescues them. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit He saves. The Lord redeems the lives of His servants. No one incurs guilt who takes refuge in Him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. A reading from the second letter to Timothy. Beloved, I am already being poured out like a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have competed well. I've finished the race, I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me, which the Lord, the just judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have longed for His appearance. At my first offense, no one appeared on my behalf, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them, but the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil threat and will bring me safe to His heavenly kingdom. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ and entrusting to us the message of salvation. Alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to You, O Lord. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank You that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to You, Lord Jesus Christ. Prayer over the offerings. Look, we pray, O Lord, on the offerings we make to Your Majesty, that whatever is done by us in Your service may be directed above all to Your glory. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Communion Antiphon. We will ring out our joy at Your saving help and exult in the name of our God. As an alternative, the following Communion Antiphon may be said. Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us as a fragrant offering to God. Prayer after communion. May Your sacraments, O Lord, we pray, perfect in us what lies within that what we now celebrate in signs, we may one day possess in truth. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.